anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
Hi, I'm Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is Maria Ryan, here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. When you call that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. Take it from me, I highly endorse this product. It is the best you'll find out there. It will take out any odors. It doesn't mask it. It eats it. And you can get it at SCOE10X.com. S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Good pets, food, supplements, and treats for your dog. Don't forget, you can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. And on September 30th of this year, going to Italy, my bucket list. You'll be in a winery. You'll be taking some cooking classes. You'll be checking out St. Peter's Basilica. Check it out at 800-581-8942. Booking number 1382009 or go to TalkinPets.com. I'm John Patch. I love Etta James, and I love this. This is one of my favorite songs. Matter of fact, the Obamas, I think, danced to this at the inauguration, which I thought was great. It is a great song. And, it's like kind of like my love song that never happened.
Well, I use this too, and you know how that one turned out. So don't feel so bad, John. Don't worry about it.
Welcome to singleness. 818.
Well, I'm not single anymore, but come on.
No, I know. I am. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. At last, we want to hear from you. But I'm going to do a big welcome right now, right off the bat. KVEC 920 AM and 96.5 in San Luis Obispo, California. To Pepper Daniels and the gang, thanks for picking up the show. New also, WFNC in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Fort Bragg, Kelvin and the gang there, 640 AM and 103.5. KGMI 790, 96.5. Joe and the gang in Pellingham, Washington. Also, WIBW and AM 580 in Topeka, Kansas, Kansas City. Larry and Roy. And to Dawn and Chase at WDLA AM 1270 in Walton, New York. Welcome on to the show of Talkin' Pets. And we want to hear from you guys. Yeah, I got to tell you a story real quick. You know, working in the radio world all my life, my career, it's been an interesting roller coaster ride. I will tell you that. But the thing that I appreciate is when I hear from, like I heard from San Diego, KCBQ, and they called me up and they said, hey, the show is performing extremely well. People are liking it. And then from my buddy Frank there, you know who you are, Frank Wilt, and he picked up the show there in Virginia, in Harrisonburg, Virginia. and WSVA. And I have to say, I keep us having people come up to him on the streets and say, thank you for picking up Talking Pets. We love the show. And he has said, I've never had people call me up at the radio station other than to complain, but people are calling up and thanking us for picking up the show. So
right on,
that means
John.
A lot to me. You know, we put a lot into the show and everything. So it's, and you know, radio is being attacked by all avenues in terms of television and social media, but we're all part of social media as well with Talking Pets. We're all over with that too. I mean, you can listen, of course, on radio, hopefully in your local area, but we're also on at Talkin' Pets Radio, Facebook Live. We're on #250 on your smartphone. Also Alexa, CRN4, tune in. And we're at TalkinPets.com, the website. Just click on Listen Live. So there's different ways we podcast. We archive the show on the website as well. So it's heard all over. Plus, the radio stations that carry the show, they stream it live, and they also podcast it on there as well. So you can go back at any time and listen to the program. So it's a pretty cool medium that, you know, we're all over the place now more than ever. I want to, you know, personally, from all of us here at Talking Pets, thank the program directors and the general managers for picking up the show. And also to the people on the show, like you, Maria, and the doctors and the other trainers and the producers. It takes a lot to put a show together. And you know, radio is not a big paying medium, apparently. So a lot of it is done through goodwill in our heart and to make a difference on this planet. For the ones that are the beautiful creatures on this world, and that's our pets and wild animals and the environment. So we try to abide by it all, so, and try to make a difference, and that's what it's all about. But 818-818-6401 is the number to call if you have a comment or a question. Maria, my nephew is thinking, he works in a field now with elderly people at, you know, like, what would you call them now? Like an elderly home for people or whatever. And basically, he's thinking about taking his dog with him to work now as a good therapy session for them, which personally, I have to say, I think is a great idea, because anytime you introduce an animal into kids or anybody or older people or whatever, it makes a big difference in their life, right?
100%. And if the dog, I mean, your dog has to be well-behaved and gentle and that type of thing. And there is a lot of training that you can do to prepare your pet. Is his pet ready to go into nursing homes or assisted living facilities?
You know, I'm not sure. And it's that's what I wanted you to point out to him, because he's listening right now. His name is Matt. And
Hey, Matt. And
just so you, if you can give him some advice on what the behavior of the dog should be. The dog should be tethered at all times, right?
Yeah, your dog can't be disruptive, you know, because, you know, you don't want a dog that's jumping or barking, just like that irritating behaviors. And you also have to realize that if, especially if you're going into like an assisted living facility, that if a dog jumps up on a person who's elderly or not even elderly, maybe on a blood thinner, that could be, you know, really painful, and they will bleed, and it's going to be a whole thing. So your dog has to have a really good temperament. I used to take Talu with me into the schools, and I also took her to hospice a couple of times, and her temperament was soft, you know, gentle. So you want to look for that in your dog. And that doesn't mean your dog can't be friendly and happy and, you know, wagging their tail, but I think the temperament is the first thing. It's
he
also
said that,
really nice.
He's on Facebook Live at Talking Pets Radio. He said that his dog completed level one
of
training.
I guess
for therapy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure what organization that is. You can go all the way through to like the Delta Society, and there are different courses that you can take, but you want to make sure that you're dealing with something that is positive. I'm not sure what level. Ask him what level. What kind of training is he talking about? I want to know.
Matt, you need to call in, 818-818-6401, so you can run through that with, and I know a lot of people are learning from it as well, because there's a lot of people that would like to take their dogs with them and everything to, you know, assisted living facilities or hospitals that will allow it. I mean, we've covered stories where I remember this little boy came out of a coma when they brought his dog to him.
Amazing.
Our animals make a huge difference. So call in and talk to Maria about that, because I'm going to learn one or two things from that as well. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. This sounds like Italy music.
It might be. It might be, yes.
So I could be sitting there and having a ravioli made right there in front of me
You know how you could do that? You call Colette.
Yep, Colette Tours. Yeah. Call Colette or go to talkinpets.com and read about it there. Join me in Italy.
Every 40 seconds a child is reported missing. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted car. Call 1-800-581-7933. You'll receive the maximum tax deduction and we provide fast, free pickup. Call 1-800-581-7933. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Call 1-800-581-7933. This advertisement was paid for in partnership with Cars R Us and Find the Children.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
The Vinn Foundation has launched 40 veterinarian school loan estimations in 60 days, or 40 and 60. A new initiative providing detailed student loan estimates for all 40 veterinarian schools in the United States, Puerto Rico, and Caribbean. The project aims to help prospective students understand the financial impact of the new federal student loan limits taking effect July 1st, 2026. Under recent federal law, borrowing will be capped at $50,000 per year and $200,000 per professional program, amounts that often fall short of covering full cost of veterinarian school. The Vinn Foundation estimates highlight how many students may need to rely on private loans to cover gaps, increasing long-term financial risk. Released in weekly batches through April 1st, 2026, the project includes school-specific loan breakdowns, private loan forecasts, repayment simulations, and expert guidance on borrowing smarter and minimizing debt. The initiative is designed to support informed school choice, realistic financial planning, and clear expectations for repayment as students enter the veterinarian profession. For more news, visit TalkingPets.com and join our social media. Reporting, I'm Devin Leach.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
I'm Devin Leach.
We're going to go out to Matt up in Pennsylvania and continue that therapy dog conversation. Matt, so Maria's got some advice and some questions for you. And can you tell everybody what your dog's name is?
Yeah, sure. Her name is Amber, and she is an Australian Cobber dog.
How old? I don't think he can hear me, John, so you have to relay.
Can you there?
How old is the dog?
She's coming up on 5 years.
5 years, perfect age. Okay. What kind of training, where has he done training? What's the level one training that he's talking about?
Yeah, we were a little confused on the levels that you were talking about, like level one, level two. Is that for therapy dogs and specifically?
Yes, I mean, so go ahead. So basically, like... The levels that I'm referring to is just kind of the levels of the training that we're doing with her and just like the program that we're using. There's multiple different levels, like training that the individual, the trainer is actually basically saying, you know, you're going to be ready for this, you're going to be ready for that. Depends on the environment that, you know, you're going to have that animal in, which dictates, hey, listen, you have to have this amount of hours, you know, for this dog, this amount of, okay, whether it's something simple if you're going into skilled nursing facilities or you're in the community, you know, you're going to be in hospitals, not in hospitals. There's definitely different requirements. I mean, there's a lot to consider. You're going to be jumping up on a hospital bed. You know, you have IVs and medical situations,
right.
You know, people with anxiety, and, you know, you have some that are, you know, more like, okay, well, you know, an animal may cause extreme alarm. You know, that animal has to react the right way. So they have to be well trained and well responsive. So we've done a couple weeks already, and we're probably going to do at least another two or three sessions, where they range from anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks per session. You know, the first 2 weeks was in house boarding. You know, with the trainer, and it involves, you know, us being away from, you know, our dog for the entire time, or jumping into, hey, listen, we're going to meet you here. We're going to, you know, do a community setting, and we're going to try this. We're going to try that.
Are you doing this?
How responsive the dog is?
Are you doing this with like one trainer, or are you? How is it set up? I mean, are you with other dogs, or is it just your dog?
So it was just my dog. There was two trainers for the first go around, and there'll be one or two trainers for the second that we're going to wind up setting up in the coming, months here. It's a long process. I mean, depending on the level, or the care level or the involvement that, where they're going to be. It's just a facility, what they're going to be doing, what they're going to be engaged in. You could have somebody that, okay, well, they need 100 hours of service time, training time, or they need 60 hours. Like, it depends on where you're going to be. Like, so I'm not specifically in a skilled nursing facility. We have 28 different homes where we have individuals that live and they're productive members of society. Some of them can go to work, some of them can't. Some of them are in hospital beds, some of them aren't. So it depends on what environment I'm going to be bringing the animal into. So
do you get certified after this training?
Correct. So these levels of certification, and not only that, we actually have to go through, we have to get certification through the state as well, I believe it is, because in order to be credentialed for our animal to be able to go in and be a part of these programs, there's actually, there's benefits for us as well. So the benefits for the dog, hey, listen, they get to go to work with me every day, but they also get the benefits of helping everybody else and being a part of something positive.
No,
it's
amazing what a dog can do, like in certain, instances
exactly.
For, like I said earlier, for people of all ages. I mean, it brings out, the best, basically. But, like Maria was concerned, good questions, good comments, is that, you do got to be careful because you're in a hospital setting sometimes, not all the time,
correct.
You said.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
I really want to know, John, what organization he's using and what are the training modalities, because we want to make sure that there's not punishment involved.
Yeah.
Especially when we're going into different types of, hospitals, children's hospitals.
What is the organization name that you're training with, Matt?
That she's getting trained at.
Yeah,
you're cutting it out. It's a canine. It's a canine adventure. So it's just a local company, in our area.
Okay.
Just tell them
to. It's just individual. It's personal. It's not like a big organization.
Okay.
It's just a small mom and pop type shop.
But it's good that you're going through that, though, because you want to make sure that all bases are covered and that you don't have any liabilities with the dog, like Maria was saying, knocking somebody over or something like that. And is your dog's temperament? I don't know your dog. I've never met him.
She is like an absolute angel. She's great with kids. She's great. Like, we'll take her out to the local stores, and whether it's Lowe's or Home Depot, whatever. Like, we could literally just say, hey, listen, stay here. We could walk 150 yards away from her, and she'll literally stay in a place and literally wait for our command to say three. It's also part of how it's not just her; it's how we treat her, how we respect her, and how we raise her, and the expectations consistency. That's the key. You can't fall off. You have to stay with it.
No,
100%. You can go through 6 months of training, and then it all falls off because you're not responsible pet owners.
Yeah, I mean, we all say with trainers, I always say it all the times, it's training the pet parent, not so much the dog. That music means we've got to go out to a break. Matt, thanks for calling and answering some of those questions, and good luck. I think it's going to be a great excursion.
Thank you. I very much appreciate your team and great comments, great feedback. Thank you very much for the honesty.
Love to the family, Matt.
Bye.
This is Talkin' Pets.
Veteran Car Donation Program, how can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509, 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now, 800-640-9509.
I'm Ron Seggi. Join me Saturday nights, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, on CRN, Digital Talk Radio. My guest this week from Boys to Men, Nathan Morris. Actress Marion Ross. Monday is President's Day and presidential historian Doris Kearns Goodwin, Bill Fawcett with the book Oval Office Oddities, From Bar Rescue, John Taffer, and actress Nana Ponceleone. Saturday nights, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern on CRN, Digital Talk Radio.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE 10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Between 2018 and 2023, California expanded its state highway system by 550 miles, a move aimed at easing traffic and supporting growth, but one that has further fragmented wildlife habitat across the state. Now, in a striking shift toward coexistence, California is constructing one of the largest wildlife crossings in the world to help protect mountain lions and other animals threatened by those very roads. The massive concrete and steel structure known as Wildlife Overpass is being built to span a busy Southern California freeway. Designed to reconnect long-separated habitats, the crossing will allow mountain lions, deer, bobcats, coyotes, and other species to safely move between territories without risking deadly vehicle collisions. For mountain lions in particular, highways have created genetic isolation. In areas like the Santa Monica Mountains, freeways have effectively trapped small populations, limiting breeding opportunities and increasing the risk of inbreeding. Wildlife biologists warn that without restored connectivity, these populations face long-term survival challenges. The new crossing is being engineered to look and function like natural terrain. Once the structure work is complete, it will be covered with soil and native vegetation, creating a seamless passage that feels like part of the surrounding landscape. Sound walls and design features will also reduce light and noise from traffic below. Wildlife vehicle collisions are a major safety and conservation concern in California, causing injuries, fatalities, and millions of dollars in property damage each year. Supporters say the crossing will not only protect endangered wildlife, but also improve driver safety. The project has drawn national and international attention as a model for infrastructure that balances transportation needs with environmental stewardship. After years of expanding highways, California is now investing in reconnecting wild spaces, those roads divided, offering mountain lions and other species a safer path forward. For more news, visit TalkinPets.com and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Longest snake species alive today is a reticulated python, known for its incredible length and beautiful patterned skin. It regularly exceeds 20 feet in the wild, and some individuals grow much longer. A female python nicknamed Abu Baron, meaning the Baroness, was recently measured in Indonesia at about 23 feet 8 inches, making her the longest wild snake ever verified by the Guinness World Records. There are older reports of a reticulated python captured in 1912 in Indonesia that may have been reached around 33 feet, but the measurements isn't backed by solid modern evidence. The longest measured snake in captivity was a reticulated python named Medusa, who reached 25 feet 2 inches in 2011. Other big snakes, the green anaconda, are heavier and among the largest overall snakes, but typically not longer than the largest reticulated python. The longest venomous snake is the king cobra, which maxes out around 18 feet 8 inches. So today's longest snakes are reticulated pythons, and newly confirmed Abu Baron holds the world record title. For more news, visit TalkingPets.com and join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Devin Leach.
Say it, did you? Reticulated python is a song for everything.
I was going to say, you find everything. One for everyone.
I do. Hey.
Let the games begin!
So we didn't forget about it. I'm going to do a special prize at this one. We're going to give away a bottle of SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator, if somebody gets this right. So, call... And you can get the SCOE 10X. Can't have won it before, not even if you're in the same household. If you can identify this creature. That's what I sound like when I'm hungry. But
I mean...
I thought that's a noise you make if someone woke you up.
Yeah, well, that could be too. So, this creature... can sleep underwater and surface to breathe without even waking up. What is it? Obviously, it's a marine creature. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. What creature is that? And you can win a bottle of SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. 818-818-6401. So it can actually sleep underwater... and surface to breathe without waking up. What is it? And it is a marine creature. Now, Maria, I don't know if you heard about this in the news lately, but it's been a strong conversation over the last couple of days that studies by the Clean Label Project and other researchers have identified high levels of heavy metals, and we're not talking about the band, including lead, arsenic, mercury and cadmium in many commercial dog foods, especially dry kibble. Nearly 81% to 100% of tested products in some studies exceeded the maximum tolerated levels for certain metals. Fresh and frozen dog foods were found to have significantly lower contamination levels compared to dry, air-dried, or freeze-dried options. So the contamination levels, dry dog foods have been found to contain significantly higher levels of contaminants compared to alternatives. 5.7 times more arsenic, 12.7 times more lead, and 24 times more acrylamide than fresh frozen options. The common metals, like I said, are arsenic, cadmium, mercury, and lead. Never good. While some regulations exist, there are few strictly enforced limits for heavy metals in pet food, leaving many products to exceed commonly accepted safety standards. And the sources or heavy metals can enter dog food through ingredient sources like rice-based products, fish, leafy greens, manufacturing and high heat processing as well. It could cause anorexia, vomiting, and diarrhea, also ataxia, tremors, and convulsions. And long-term exposure can cause kidney or liver damage in your dogs. So recommendations, consider mixing in or switching to a fresh or frozen option, which were found to be lower in heavy metals. Look for brands that prioritize ingredient quality and perform third-party testing for contaminants. And also, if the dog shows symptoms like lethargy or vomiting, consult a veterinarian to discuss potential environmental or dietary toxin exposure. So that's all out in the news. And it's kind of weird because everybody was like, oh, do I go to a moist food like that? Because they had problems with salmonella. And then now all of a sudden here it is the other side that they're finding 81% to 100% of tested products tested positive for these heavy metals, which is not good for humans, not good for pets, not good for anybody. Arsenic, cadmium, mercury, and lead. So people are probably sitting there like me right now, kind of dumbfounded over all this, although they don't say anything about cat food, just dogs.
It's the same thing. It's the pet food industry. It's so corrupt. I can't even. I mean, they're putting euthanized animals into a lot of these dog foods that are out there, and people don't talk about it.
And that's another reason why. That's another reason why when you read the bags, which I hope you do when you buy dog food or cat food, byproducts. That's what that stuff is. It's animals. It's beaks. It's feathers. It's feet. It's kind of like us reading a hot dog ingredient.
Yeah, I mean, it's roadkill. The euthanasia animal is found in certain dog foods. They've done tests on this. I'm not making this stuff up. I mean, we've been talking about this stuff for a year. It's proven. There's evidence out there. And the salmonella thing is, you know, that's poor handling on the human end. And unfortunately, I prepare the dog's food. I just signed up also for a course on raw feeding. And years ago, I mean, I studied with Dr. Ian Billinghurst, and the dog food industry is like the mafia, I swear. You know, they have all these grain-free things. Well, guess what? They're putting lentils and beans and potatoes. You're paying buco bucks for different kinds of fillers, and they're finding that what's in legumes can affect your animal's heart. So, I mean, it's a lot.
I think it's the way of the world because it's even in the human aspect. I mean, your fast foods, I mean, look what that does to you and your body if you're going to, you know, McDonald's or Burger King or whatever, you know, all of the time. I mean, kind of we are what we eat, and it's kind of the same thing for the animals as well. But the problem with the animals, though, is it's the humans that control what they eat. So us as humans and ourselves, we can make the decision not to eat that food. But for a pet, it's up to the pet parent. But I want to put this sound out there again. That is the sound that it makes. Not the typical sound that you would be familiar with. But they are large marine mammals found in cold waters of the North Atlantic Ocean. They're skilled swimmers and can dive to depths of up to 300 meters and stay underwater for up to 30 minutes. They have a tendency of being on the dinner plate for polar bears. So I think that's almost a dead giveaway right there of a hint. They are opportunistic feeders, primarily eating fish, but also consuming squid and crustaceans. What animal is that? If you know, you get a bottle of SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator, and I will tell you, it works. It eats the odor. It does not mask it. So that's what you want to do, especially if you have a pet peeing in the house. But any kind of odors that you have, even skunk, it'll take it out. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. This is Talking Pets. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talking Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sites await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-510-1592. 800-510-1592. 800-510-1592.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
So join me in Italy. You know, I'm going to be going actually with Colette Tours, Discover the Reflections of Italy, with an optional two-night Rome pre-tour extension, September 30th through October 9th. You can call Colette for information at 800-581-8942. The booking number is 1382009. You can also go to talkinpets.com, and there's information there. But on day 7, which is a Tuesday, October 6th, is Florence and Venice. Start your day with a visit to a historic winery in the heart of Chianti region. In the shadow of a 12th century castle, learn about Tuscan wines and enjoy a chef-led cooking class. Next, sit back and savor regional delicacies during a delicious lunch. This afternoon, journey through central Italy, crossing the Apennine Mountains towards the Po River Valley. Enchanting Venice awaits with 117 tiny islands and its latticework of 150 canals and 400 bridges. The one thing nice about Colette Tours is they take care of everything. They do everything for you.
So my only question is, do you get like drunk before you start cooking?
Oh, or, I know.
You know, imagine? that was just weird. During. No.
Yeah, during. Really, during. I like the during thing.
Yeah.
That could end bad.
Yeah, that would be
we
a fun time.
We
could
all
time.
Do that. Let's go.
But somebody's got to guess this animal. I want to give away the bottle of Scoey Canet. And, you know, it's not the typical sound that you would hear this animal make. I don't think so. I think the big clue that I gave is that they tend to be a delicacy for polar bears. So the polar bear walks into a delicatessen. So what does he order? This creature.
Sup.
No. So, and actually, orcas as well. I mean, I've seen, you ever see it? Actually, orcas will get together and they'll plan with the other orcas on how to get this creature that's hiding out on the ice. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they ram the ice up on top of it and so that this creature will slide down into the water. It's like, I thought when this creature gets on the ice, they're safe. Uh-uh. You got to still worry about a polar bear. You got to worry about, you know, the orcas. So what creature is it? And I said they could sleep underwater and surface to breathe without waking up. But what is it? I think, and they're so cute when they're born. They're all covered in white. What is it? 818-818-6401. We've only got about 2 or 3 minutes left, so somebody's got to call. 818-818-6401. Call if you know what that is. 818-818-6401. I almost feel like that's the sound that it makes when it's being eaten by a polar bear. Oh
my God, John.
You went very dark.
You are dark. Listen.
But it doesn't sound like problems. The typical creature that I know.
No, every animal that you play tonight sounds like it belongs in Jurassic Park, okay? And they never
it
sound
probably
like
was
they're
part
supposed
of Jurassic
to,
Park.
Ever. They never
they,
sound
they do
like
travel in herds.
To. Oh, come on. We did a robin redbreast, and I thought that sounded like a robin.
You just
although Karen didn't think so.
Not so much. Yeah. I mean, every show you play these sounds, and I'm like, oh, I'm thinking,
where's Leva?
This. Oh, it's that. No, it's not.
At least he changed up the stories. His stories used to be very dark. It just used to be all
I know.
Doom.
Used to say, John, we want to go now. Now we can't even make it through the day.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even.
What? Oh, you didn't tell any of your wrist slashing terrible, horrible, chained up outside dog perspective.
No, but I do want to. I don't have time. I forgot to play it, and I don't have time to play it right now. But I do want to recommend everybody to go to at Talkin' Pets Radio. I pinned it, so it's right at the top. But there's a song that I wrote many, many years ago. Means more than you can imagine to me. And now it is set to song and music. And I will tell you to make sure you have your tissues ready. But it's a song that I put together and wrote. And it's amazing. It sounds so great. So I really want everybody to check it out. I was going to play it on the show, and I forgot all about it. We don't have time now. But I'm still waiting for somebody to call and tell me that the answer to that animal question was a seal. Oh, I gave it out. Oh, a mistake.
Whoops. Oh, my gosh.
So the next person who calls in and Sydney answers that line, you're getting a bottle of SCOWY 10X odor eliminator because I told you what it was.
So you're saying a polar bear or like a seal sandwich?
It was a seal.
Seal.
Not exactly how I would hear a seal, but the singer seal. It's an actual animal seal.
Yeah.
So, but that's what it was. It was a seal. So call right now, 818-818-6401. You don't even have to come on the air. If you won SCOWY 10X before, you're not available, but has to be somebody new. 818-818-6401. I want you to try it. It's amazing. 818-818-6401. Call, and that bottle is yours. And Sydney will pick up a line, so whoever she answers, that will be the winner of the SCOWY 10X. So I made it even easier for you to win it. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. But yeah, I mean, I wrote this song. It's called Saying Goodbye. And I wrote it as a poem, and we have played the poem on the show. So some people may be familiar with it. But now it's set to singing and music. And you really got to listen to it. I'm just so proud of it. And we played it last week. Was the first time it ever aired. And so I hope people check it out. At Talkin' Pets Radio. That's Facebook. And then you could become also a member of our Facebook on there. So at Talkin' Pets Radio. No G in the talking, by the way. Maria, I love you dearly. You know that.
I love you too, my friend.
And I hope all is well down there in South Florida. It's okay here in North Florida.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. We're here. We're doing it. We're
enjoying our winter, I think it's called.
Kind of? Yeah, little.
It was like 80 today.
I like that. I'm there for that.
I think I had a hoodie on this morning, and it was rough.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We are so spoiled. But
rub it in.
It's horrible.
Everybody else up north is getting like these disastrous temperatures.
John's going to get hate mail all week about me.
Yeah. That's it. Damn producer.
Hey, spay and neuter your pets. Help control the pet population. If you're looking to bring a pet home, go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. So, I think the winner of the SCOWY was picked. I believe it's Andrew. So, congratulations, woo-hoo! Andrew.
There you go, Andrew.
Thank you, Sydney. Love you, Sydney. Love you, Maria.
Love you, guys. Love you, Devin. Bye. Yeah.
Same pet time, same pet channel, Talking Pets. And don't forget, check out Dog Gone Positive. Right, Maria?
Yes. Check me out. Let's go. Let's see you
guys. Views and opinions expressed on Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.